Ever wonder why there's an HOV lane on the right side of Highway 82 between Basalt and Buttermilk? Aspen resident Ziska Childs did. She asked Aspen Public Radio to find out why through our new Rocky Mountain Why project. So Morning Edition host and reporter Molly Dove set out with her to find an answer.
Ready to go?
Yes.
Okay.
Ziska Childs drives in her black Tesla in the high occupancy vehicle lane towards Aspen on the right side of Highway 82. Most highways have these lanes set aside for multi-passenger cars and buses on the left-hand side. It's 7 a.m. on a chilly Monday morning, and there's patchy ice on the road.
You will note as we go here, there are very few people who are actually driving the speed limit, even in these conditions.
Childs says people who drive different speeds make the HOV lane dangerous.
I am driving way below the speed limit. I'm technically in the HOV lane. If I were driving this speed in the other lane, I would have people trying to pass me and pass me and pass me and flipping me the bird.
Childs says the HOV lane times and rules can be read on signs along the 16-mile stretch, but she says it's too much text to read.
If people read, they'd be dangerous. The easiest solution is to do what's traditional, to keep the HOV lane in the fast lane, which is the left lane.
But Dan Blankenship, the CEO of the Roaring Fork Transportation Authority, says that could be dangerous. He says most highways with the HOV lane on the left-hand side don't have bus stops. Highway 82 does. And so if the HOV lane was on the left side,
you might have buses kind of weaving in and out of traffic to get to these bus stops.
Marty Hagen knows this all too well. He works for the Transportation Authority and has driven those 40-foot-long buses during rush hours. He says it would be impossible to get to the bus stops if the HOV lane was on the left side.
Especially going up Valley in the mornings, every single stop we're going to have to stop at because we bring so many people up Valley in the morning.
Blankenship says public transit is not the only reason why the HOV lane is where it is.
The State Department of Health and the Environmental Protection Agency all said, hey, Aspen, you've got to do something to come into compliance with these clean air standards.
Back in 1987, the EPA told Aspen its air was too polluted. Blankenship says city officials were told to do something to improve it.
And the city's plan was to ramp up transit services, reduce vehicle miles traveled, and go to liquid de-icers instead of sand on the roads.
The city's new goal? Reduce the number of cars driving across Castle Creek Bridge to about 24,000 cars a day. The city 20 years later still maintains this goal and better air quality. John Kruger is Aspen's director of transportation. He says the HOV lane between Basalt and Buttermilk was one way the city could accomplish cleaner air and
having the HOV bus lane for that stretch of road is huge to the success of transit and to keeping the traffic levels down.
Back on Highway 82, Ziska Childs and I approach Buttermilk. Traffic starts to move slower and slower.
And we're going to be sitting here for a while.
We're driving about 10 miles an hour, and there is a line of cars as far as you can see.
Yep, you can look at the map right here. You'll see that's red now instead of orange.
Regardless of whether the HOV lane is on the right or the left, Childs says it hasn't made much of a difference in our morning commute. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.
This story is part of Aspen Public Radio's new series, Rocky Mountain Why, which starts with your questions. We do the digging, then share what we find. If you have something you've always wondered about the Roaring Fork Valley, go to aspenpublicradio.org to submit your question today.